But there's another fundamental issue for those hoping to own a hydrogen car.
You're used to the fact of petrol stations being every 3 miles from your house or from wherever you are.
Aman Deer.
Currently, there are only 7 hydrogen refueling stations in the country, and they're not very well located in close proximity. So the infrastructure is an issue. And we here at the university are aiming to change that by putting more stations in. In fact, we are starting a new project come next autumn, which will involve 100 vehicles of this size running around this country and across Europe, giving us the ability to drive from Aberdeen all the way to Trondheim in Norway without stopping apart from for fuel. So we're building up a network of filling stations and vehicles that will be capable of travelling distances that we want to travel.
Aman's team aim to lead by example. But if their drive to push the use of hydrogen cars in the UK and more globally is successful, the next issue is one of hydrogen availability.
Currently, the main uses of hydrogen are within the chemical industry.
Rafael Orozco.
For ammonia or hydrogenation process in the oil industry or as a fuel in rockets. Its current demand is about 50 million tons per year. If we use hydrogen as a fuel for transportation, this demand will increase significantly. So we need to find methods, environmentally friendly methods, to produce hydrogen to cover that potential demand, because actually hydrogen is mainly produced from fossil fuels, from methane, steam reforming of methane. And eventually, methane is also a fossil fuel that is depleting, and we need other sources for hydrogen production.